Hey guys, welcome back. Today we are having a special risk call in preparation for the Federal Reserve policy meeting tonight. How are you, V?
Hey, hi, Yirong. Let's talk about markets, huh? So we have the first Federal Reserve policy meeting of 2022 later today. And there's a few things that the markets are concerned about. It's how hawkish is the Fed going to be relative to market expectations. So there's the three parts of the policy that the markets are concerned about. One is how soon will the bond buying program end? How fast the taper is, right? When is the first rate hike? And how many rate hikes does the Fed expect to implement this year? And also, how soon does the Fed intend to start reducing the size of their balance sheet? And what kind of a pace will they do it if they talk about it at all? So the first part, which is the point number one, how fast are they going to stop the bond buying program? The last meeting, they said they will taper and then they will reduce buying and then be done by March. Market is halfway between thinking that they'll stick to this schedule or even declare that they will end it in February, right? So this is one thing. Then the rate hikes. The last meeting in December, they said that their medium projections is for 3 rate hikes this year. And the market believes that it could be as soon as the first one starting in March. And there is also fear that it will start with 50 basis points, which I think is quite aggressive, given that the last projection was for 3 25 basis points hikes this year. Market prices for 4. So anything below 4 and not a 25 basis points hike in March should be okay, right? Should be okay, should not challenge the markets, the risk sentiment. And then finally is the schedule for reducing the balance sheet. So the first part, the point number one was tapering means reducing the increase in balance sheet, right? Because they still currently are increasing the size of the balance sheet by buying bonds. So they should be stopping soon, right? Scheduled to be March if maybe even possibly sooner. And then the third point is that they will talk about reducing the size of the balance sheet, right? It's allowing the bonds that they have already bought in the past to mature, meaning to roll off the books, and then they do not use the cash that they get in return from the bonds maturing to buy more bonds, right? So these are the three things that the markets will be focused on. My view is that because of the market volatility, the Fed has no incentive to surprise the markets at all, right? In fact, it makes sense to just talk tough, but not surprise with actions. Say they are stand ready to modify policy, whichever way, according to market conditions, and strike a confidence tone that inflation is under control, although it continues to remain high, but they are able to implement policies that's required, if necessary, to bring it under control so that keeps inflation expectations under control. So I think the market needs to see a confident Fed, not a jittery Fed, not a panicky Fed that is unsure of how they're going to keep inflation under control, and Fed that is so scared of inflation that they are risking policy error by going too aggressively. Right? I think we are seeing very high volatility in the stock markets, a 5% move down in NASDAQ on Monday, and then recovery all to the way flat yesterday, down 3%, then come back a bit to almost flat, and then fell off again 2%. So I think there's no need for an aggressive message. There's no need to surprise the market and increase the fear factor, given that Omicron surge is not over, given that stimulus plans are not getting passed as easily as was anticipated, right? Given that Biden's Build Back Better plans have not been getting passed by the Congress, not easily implemented. And also finally, given the current situation of Ukraine and Russia. So there's a lot of uncertainty. It almost seems like an invasion is a very likely event unless they stand down. So there's really no incentive for the Fed to surprise the markets. And this meeting, there is no dot plots, no projections, no economic projections. They only do it 4 times a year, and it's in on a quarterly basis. So we received that in December. So the next one is in March. So nothing on that front. But as always, there's a press conference. And the tone that the Chairman Powell strikes during his Q&A session with the press will be very critical, right? I'm thinking that he sticks to a message of being confident that inflation is not getting out of control, just that it's surprising them. So that's why they are ready to normalize policy, but the path to normal policy is a long and a steady one. So hopefully we get that. Anything that is more aggressive than what market prices will weigh on risk sentiment and is likely to cause the stock markets to test Monday's lows. Anything that is as expected by markets or even less aggressive than expectations of market will be. In fact, if they stick to the December message, I think markets will have a relief rally. That's the state of the play. Importantly, as always, try not to. I do not advise taking a huge bet either way, waiting for the outcomes. Nobody knows. I think this is one of the Fed meetings that it's quite difficult to know what's going to happen. Fear factor is high, volatility is high, size your trades appropriately. And there will be many opportunities after the fact. And if the Fed sticks to a confident tone, not risking policy error by going too quickly, that should be good for markets. And we should see the lows of the Monday sell-off holding and likely to see an improvement in risk sentiment. Okay, I know this is a long podcast, but it's required given that this is the first of the Fed's policy meetings for the year, and it's quite critical how where they go from here. And that's it. As always, stay true to the process, and eventually you'll be profitable.